Hast du an der Basel-Universität Homs klassische Musik und Klavier studiert? Während der Hungerblockade von Jarmuk hast du als Pianist aus den Trümmern auf den zerstörten Straßen und Plätzen Klavier gespielt und mit den hungernden Kindern gesungen. Worum ging es dir damals?
This was my own revolution to take the piano and to sing with the children. And the situation was so bad because the Bashar al-Assad army, they say in this time, we make belagerung for all the people. There are no civilian between the people in Yarmouk. They are all ES or the Freedom Syrian Army. And for that, I take my piano to see we have a lot of children. And we have civilian between the soldier. We was more than 150,000 civilian between 200 soldiers of Freedom Syrian Army or the 200 soldier from ES. And this was my own statement.
And it
After.
was your revolution. Why didn't you join one of the many armed
Yeah,
parties?
I never believe of the weapon. I never believe it's a weapon bring anything. Weapon it's a bring blood, and the blood bring another blood, and looks like that. I believe when the people need to find solution, they should to speak together, they should to come together, they should to sing together, they should to eat together. They should to share culture. About weapon, it doesn't bring anything. Weapon only make money, or they make blood, and the blood doesn't really help nobody.
We fully agree with you, and we say a hearty welcome to Friedensregion Bodensee.
Thank you so much.
Seit 8 Jahren lebst du jetzt in Deutschland und stehst mit Musikern der unterschiedlichsten Genres, Kulturen und Herkunftsländer auf der Bühne. Du spielst Klavier und singst zu arabischen Instrumenten, zu Tabla und Dudelsack. Was reizt dich daran, unterschiedliche Stilrichtungen und Genres zu verbinden?
Wow, I study classical music, and every time you have this dominant in the classical music, where we think about the classical music is everything. You know, when you go to the university, you study classical music, and they teach you from the beginning, it's Beethoven, it's the God, and the second God is Bach. And I think it's music, it's bigger than the classical music. It's wider than the classical music. And I found my own music when I begin mix all the music, what I learn in the university with the folk music from what I hear in the street in Syria. And this is, I'm still mixing the music with a lot of group and a lot of friend. And it's make me rich and make me feel better. And it's arrived to the heart of the people better. Than saying classical music exists and something else, it's not music. You know, this is looks like you look to the another music. It's ein bisschen from nicht Augenhöhe. It's from oben bis unten, and I see that totally wrong.
So we could say you bring the classics to the people.
Yeah, because I think classic music is become for only special people, you know, rich people. They come to the opera house, pay 500 euro for good concert ticket, and looks like this, or the 400 euro, and it's become the things only for special people. And I think music is for everybody.
Als Musiker und sogar als Komponist sehe ich dich als passionierten Teamplayer. Du willst auch Emotionen teilen. Was bedeuten dir Teamplay und gemeinsame Kreativität für das künstlerische Schaffen und für das Leben?
Yeah, I will answer for das Leben first. You know, today you see how I try to include the audience with, you know. When I am alone in the bühne, I try to include the audience. When I am with another musician, I try to really share the music with him. I think music doesn't really exist to be solo. Solo, it's not my things. And this is why every time I would like to share the music with others. And this is why I create group of singer in Yarmouk, even they was not good singer. But I try to share with everybody the music and what I learn. And that's how my family grow me, how my good teacher try to teach me, and I try to go on. And every time when you have a 4 sound or the 10 sound, it's make the music richer. When you have 2 hands, you can make 2 sound. You don't can make 4 of them. And that's what I really appreciate to play with another musician and bigger orchestra when it's possible.
Okay, thank you. We come to some personal questions. Du bist Palästinenser, deine Familie wurde schon bei der Gründung des Staates Israel vertrieben und ist nach Syrien geflogen. Nach deiner Ankunft in Deutschland ist es dir jetzt gelungen, deine Frau und Kinder und auch deine Eltern nach Deutschland nachzuholen. Wo fühlt sich deine Familie, die Familie Ahmad, zu Hause?
Wow, this is difficult generation question, you know, because Ahmad and Kinan, they feel really zu Hause in Dazaburg because they are in the Fußballverein, in the Tischtennisverein, they go to the music band Verein, they go to the Schützenfest and all that, you know. And this, it's for me, I don't feel home in Dazaburg. It's a bisschen fremd, it's a bisschen different people, different culture, different everything, you know. I feel more with a group of people where they share the same thought. Looks like today I feel really at home between those great people. Mm-hmm. We meet him, we share the same thought and we share the same music. I feel at home when I am with Michaela Fuman. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. She also share the same feeling and looks like that. I feel I am at home when I am between my people. Tahani, she have a different home feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, she feel home when she go to teach the children in the school. She mm-hmm. teach that's Deutsch als Fremdsprache in the school. Uh-huh. And she feel also home when she are sitting at home, try to organize the children. And she feel home at home sometime, you know, in Dazaburg. Yeah, yeah. But for my father and mother, they have a different aspect about the home, mm-hmm. and they feel unrooted until now, mm-hmm. you know, looks like mm-hmm. big trees, you take it, yeah. Imagine olive trees after 60 years, you know, you make around sand, half a meter sand, and you need sand, and you need to take it somewhere and grow it again in another place. It's will sterb. And that's what I feel with my father and mother. But we are all together, when we sit together and have the meal together, at least we feel at home.
Mm. Yeah, fine. But some or many of, most of our, of your friends had to stay back in Syria.
Yeah.
Wie geht es Ihnen heute? Habt ihr noch Kontakt?
Sure, I have a contact with Raed, with Marwan, what I write in the book. I have a contact with Abu Mahmoud. Sure, Mahmoud Tamim, the guy with the Tauban, where he was supporting also me with the group. He's lost in the secret police from 2015. We don't know nothing about him. My brother Ala lost in the same secret police prison from 2012. Niraz Saeed, the famous photograph, he killed in the secret police. We speak about lost and killed. I think they are all die in the secret police. But Niraz Saeed, we get his plastic osvice and we know he is dead. Mm-hmm. But my brother and my friend Mahmoud Tamim, we don't know nothing about him. Today I played Yarmouk Miss You. This is ta di da 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 di da da di da da da. This is was composition of me based in the poet of this guy. He is lost in the present in 2015. And this is sometimes I feel guilty because I am here enjoying to play the music, enjoy to say free and to make interview and to talk with you. And those people, they don't have stimme. They are blocked in the secret police or they're killed by ES or they looks like that. But I think your work, my work, it's the stimme for those people.
Yeah, that's certainly right. Ich weiß nicht, ob du Che Guevara kennst. Von ihm stammt ein schöner Satz: Solidarität ist die Zärtlichkeit der Völker.
Echt?
Als du 2015 auf der Flucht vor Assad und dem IS mit der sogenannten Flüchtlingswelle nach Deutschland gekommen bist, sprach man von Willkommenskultur.
Ja.
Die Länder Europas, auch Deutschland, wollen sich die Solidarität jedoch nicht mehr leisten. Europa wird zur Festung. Wohin führt uns diese Politik?
Wow, it's a very difficult question, but I think now we pay all in Europe, in Germany and in Europe, what we done with another African country in the colony time. And I think, you know, our wealth, what we have here in Europe, it's done and built in another blood people. When we speak about Frankreich, this third, second country with the gold, and they don't have any single mine of gold in Frankreich. From where all this gold? From where all this money and diamond? From where the lithium, what now we need to use it for our battery to make green energy? From where the copper, where we need to use for our cable to make green energy? In the end, you know, I think even the new technology to make a green energy, it's taken from the blood of the African people and from another country, looks like Lecce, where they don't have a water, and we take water and lithium and we produce avocado to eat it here, a superfood, and those people, they starve from thirsty and they don't have enough water. I think that we should to be responsible for our mistake, what we done 150 years. Look to me, you know, this is what happened in Palestine. It was big a mistake from the British, you know, where they decide to give the place of my grandfather for somebody else. I agree, the Israeli people, they need to live, but they can live here in Bayern. Give him Bayern, don't give him Palestine. Bitte. Sometimes it's become really difficult to speak because, you know, you don't need to be called anti-Sami or that looks like this. You know that big theme about Jewish people in Deutschland and looks like this. We kill 8 million Jewish people in Große Massacre, and they should to flee, and we flee, and we back to Germany. It's circle of refugee, of fleeing and fleeing. And when somebody come and say for you, you don't have right to come to Germany, no. You kill the Jewish and I have right to come to Germany. Because this is done because we make Jewish Vertreibung.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's everything circle. Every bad energy is come back to you. Every good energy it's go in circle and come back to you. You know, I don't believe with the hell and the paradise, but I believe of a circle of bad and good, it's come back to you. And I think we pay here in Europe what we was done in the colony time.
Could you tell me about your feelings, about your emotions when you are listening to the news from the so-called Near East?
Yeah, this is Near East, you see. Also, we see it Near East. Huh? You know, from where we see it, you know, why we position ourselves in the middle of the world, you know. Middle East, Near East, Far East, lovely, you know. Even we don't think about, we need to name it. Alice Syria, Alice country, you know, we see it in, we see the people when we say near East to me light. I understand what you mean with Near East, but when we say Near East, it's already we see the people Alice second class or the third class, you know.
Yeah.
And that in when you see the conflict between Israel and Palestine, let's tell it looks like this, or the Syria and Israel, or the Iraq, or the looks like that. We have a dictatorship. We have a dictatorship in Iraq. But what we done now for the Iraqi? We have more than 2, 3 million, 4 million of Iraqi killed in this war. America steal all the oil from Iraq. And America become more rich and the Iraqi fucked up. Until now, they are 35 years, they don't can build own country and looks like this. Look, we have Yazidi Fatghaibung because ES. We have the Iraqi refugee. And we don't need to have him even to stay in Germany. We make Abschiebung for the Iraqi to go back to the country because the country save. What that? And that, I think it's wrong to see it. We can teach the people the democracy. I think democracy is something where it's living inside you. And the democracy, it's different in every country from every country. I don't see we have a democracy in the Middle East, but I don't think we can teach the democracy how we build it here. We have 600 years fight in Europe, and in the end we have peace moment in now 80 years. I don't know when we will reach this peace moment in Middle East, but I think it's better when the people in Middle East or the in Syria or the in Iraq or the in Israel, they do that alone. And I see that so wrong when Europe come and support a group to against another group. Look, now in Germany we say we are with Israel. Fantastic. I understand why Germany say we are with Israel, because we kill 9 million Jewish people or the 8 million Jewish people in massacre here in 1945. Until 45. And we should to be responsible for that, and we are with Israel. But also we make massacre with the Palestinian now, because we support Israel. And that, you know, we should to make a different from the Palestinian and Hamas, from the Palestinian and any political Palestinian activist. And we should to make a different between Syrian people and Muslim people. Not all the Syrian people, they are Muslim. Not all the Muslim, it's ES. Not all the ES, I don't know, you know. Not all the Palestinian, it's Hamas. And this is what they don't make a difference in Israel, you know. And it's make me sad when you see the number, it's 1 to 10. Israel need to arrive now. Hamas killed 1,000 Israelian. Now we need to kill 10,000 Palestinian to feel fine. What that? In 2023, we are not in 1990, or that?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's a very, very big politic frage I don't can answer, but I think it's the blood only bring another blood.
Maybe that's already the answer to my next question.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the political decision makers don't listen to Ilham Ahmed.
Oh.
But if they would listen to just one sentence, which sentence would you tell them?
Let's leave here in peace. Because I think when they go on here, we will not have a peace even here in Europe.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Stop, just break.
Nochmal. Oh. Key. Don't worry, alles gut.